Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. So yeah, that was a brief history of the character, and now let's move on to the games. We will be covering all of them, but we're going to focus more on the first two because these were made by Shiny. They are the best examples, and honestly, I think one of these games you probably never have heard of, so that'll be mildly fun to talk about. So the first Earthworm Jim launches October of 94 for Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis. And again, the Shiny episode is on the way. I'm thinking about it now, but I'll give some more context as to like how this came into being, this first game. David Perry, the founder of Shiny Entertainment, he's one of those teenage microcomputer wizards who made a name for himself in the 80s with a lot of games published in the UK, and eventually created his own take on the 2D platformer in the early 90s with games like Global Gladiators, that is the MC Kids sequel, Cool Spot, and Aladdin, which is the Genesis Aladdin. And if you played any of those, you basically understand how Earthworm Jim functions. Now, Stuart, you have more knowledge of the UK scene, perhaps in the 80s. Do you know anything about David Perry's work at that time?
At that time, no, not particularly. He came to prominence, really, with Global Gladiators, and then everyone started talking about him. Anything he worked on before that, unfortunately, remains a mystery to me. I can see how, like, those three games in particular do feel like... they all kind of merged together for Earthworm Jim, with Global Gladiator being the shooter and, you know, Cool Spot with all of the sort of collecting and such and secrets and such. But anything prior to that, unfortunately, I'm just not familiar with, because he was so invisible until he suddenly seemed to be everywhere, all over like the UK games magazines, interviews with this, the Wunderkind or whatever you want, whatever the word is, Dave Perry. Yeah.
Given how all of his games play, I'm surprised that Genesis Aladdin didn't give the character a gun, because they all involve shooting elements. That is a very fundamental part of this iteration of the platformer. So you can let me know if I'm being unfair, but this is this iteration of the platformer has these following elements. So Earthworm Jim, very European-style platformer in terms of the level design. Stuart mentioned the airplane hangar design, which is just like a big open space where you're not necessarily guided as much as you would be in a game developed in Japan, perhaps. The controls are a little slippery, and the emphasis overall is on presentation. We also have shooting elements and a good soundtrack that doesn't necessarily match the vibe of the game. It's trying very, very hard to be cool when Earthworm Jim is a very goofy, silly game. And I guess that is due to Tommy Tallarico, which is another person we have to mention here, another poison pill we must take to discuss Earthworm Jim.
Yeah, at least he's more of just kind of a liar and an idiot than a bigot. So,
yeah, it's a smaller pill that you can kind of like work
but
out of your system.
It doesn't go down easy.
Yes.
I feel like, I mean, all of that is true. And you could level the accusation of Earthworm Jim being one of those kind of over-animated games. It's really not a mechanically tight game. I think that this game, as opposed to the previous Dave Perry titles, it is the best version of that, because they add in things like more air control with the helicopter head that you can do. And the shooting is so... I mean, I don't want to call it sloppy. It's very broad. If you're sort of shooting in the vague direction of the enemy and you move the stick around, you will kill them, basically. So it works in a way, because it doesn't really require precision. The levels are not really designed around precision at all. So it does come together, but it is still going to be a bit of a difficult adjustment, maybe, if you're used to, well, I don't know, Mario, where everything is very granular.
Yeah, I don't want to call it sloppy, but it does not really feel tightly designed. I don't know if that's a matter of a taste or a matter of them not having enough time, but Because of that, Jim can take a lot of hits, and I think he is designed to take a lot of hits. He is the most resilient platforming character in this era. He can take about, I don't know, 15, 20 hits before you die, and there are health pickups everywhere. So I feel like they are accommodating for the kind of general loose feel of the game by letting you take a lot of hits and letting you find a lot of power-ups. This is not like Ghosts and Goblins or even Mario.
Yeah, I think that it really comes together more for its like hidden content, because every single level, with the exception of maybe the intestines level, is completely packed with bonuses and secrets and alternate like routes you can take, one-ups, hidden items, just everywhere. Almost every like wall you got to check to see if there's an invisible passage behind it. Yeah. And when you're me, that's like crack. I love that stuff. But it is definitely a kind of, if you're looking for something that is, you know, a tightly designed obstacle course that's going to challenge you in a very specific way, that's not what you're going to get. You're going to get slightly dodgy collision detection. You're going to take hits from things that you're sure that you hit. And you just have to be cool with that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be the Grinch and I will call it a little bit sloppy. I'll be the
I think that's completely fair. That's completely fair.
I'm trying to be diplomatic, but when I was playing it this morning, I thought, like, it's a little sloppy.
My biggest issue with Earthworm Jim 1 specifically is, you know, they're doing the thing where, like, you're moving around on pseudo 3D objects, the platforms that you're moving on. It is often very difficult to know if something you're about to land on is actually geometry. It gets worse, I find, as the game goes on. And it's hard to tell sometimes when things have hitboxes on them. Like, in the hell level, there are spikes that I would have bet you money were not going to take away. Like, Bob, you were saying you can take a lot of hits. I was playing the Genesis version because that's what's on Switch Online.
Yeah.
I felt pretty fragile a lot of the time. I was taking, you know, the games use, like, a Metroid health system where you're going from 100 down to 0. And you hit those spikes in that hell level, you're losing 30% of your health right there. And then you compact that with the shooting, like, it's very cool that Jim's gun always has, like, 1,000 ammo in it. That feels cool. It's like, you don't have a lot of things that are, like, spray and pray as weapons in video games. But I did have, there's a lot of, like, very small enemies, and Jim fires basically straight on, like, the 8, I don't know what you call it, orthogonal directions, the diagonals and the cardinals. And I did have a lot of trouble, like, hitting stuff a lot of the time. It's, yeah, I know. I hope I don't just sound like I'm complaining about it, because there's so much to admire about this game. Like, and I do think the hidden stuff in the level design is really cool. But, like, as someone who was raised on Mario, if I get hit and I don't, and the hit doesn't feel fair, I get a big old frowny face on my face.
Yeah,
I do think that it's a, like, obviously this is not me saying you are wrong, because you're not. You are correct about all of that. I do honestly think that it is just an entire sort of, I don't know, like a brain phase that I'm near, like a delta brainwave or something. Because
that's
when
you're
when
on the
I
podcast,
play,
Stuart.
Yeah, whenever I play this, I'm just kind of like, maybe I've played it too much, because I was just like, well, yeah, this is what games are like. They can be like that. They do be like that, you know? Because I was raised on Dizzy, where you roll just off a cliff and die, and it's completely not your fault. I mean, I dig it. For me, it all comes together. But I'm not a crazy person who will say this is on the level of even, like, probably the weakest Mario game. Like, you know, it's closer to Sonic with how Knockabout is. But even Sonic has much, much tighter hit detection in, you know, in the good Sonic games. Sonic is much safer, but this is a very, you're going to get hit, you're going to die, and you're going to go, oh, I guess I won't do that next time. And if you're me, that's fine. But if you're, I suppose, a critic of more sort of repute, you will go, that's bullshit.
Yeah, the gunplay is fun. I like how overloaded the gun is and how you don't actually see the bullets. You're just imagining all the bullets are spraying out of that gun because they just can't be depicted. But I was also having the problem where enemies are kind of like attacking my face. And when you pull out your gun, you're shooting it out in front of you. So you have to like re-maneuver yourself, often taking another hit just to get in line to shoot an enemy. So there are these other issues that come with like aligning yourself. But we were talking about the level design. I feel like These levels are best appreciated in the pages of a game magazine when they're all laid out, mm-hmm. a bunch of photos stitched together. Like a Mario level in a game magazine, just like one strip across the page, kind of boring. It's a blast to play, but I'd love seeing these in like Nintendo Power or Game Players or Game Pro, just these very fun maps just completely laid out that showed you every little nook and cranny that you probably did not find when playing the game.